First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the enterprise-wide optimization seminar. And as you all know, in this area, one of the things that has been happening in terms of projects is most of them deal with models that involve mixed integer linear programming models, but also increasingly mixed integer nonlinear programming. So we thought it would be interesting for us to learn about the SKIP system. So today we have the pleasure of having Gerard Gamrat as the speaker who will talk about SKIP. And let me just mention very briefly about him. He's with the Zuse Institute in Berlin, obtained his degree at Technical University of Berlin in applied math with minors in computer science and economics. He actually did his diploma thesis with Professor Mark. As you mentioned, actually, as a point of interest, he graduated with a perfect 1.0, which in German was trying. And at any rate, so he joined the Zuse Institute at Berlin, and he's been there as a number of publications, and a lot of the emphasis of his work has been on mixed integer linear, and again, some of the branch and cut type of methods. Okay, so again, Gerard will everybody in the audience that you please try to mute your phones to make sure that we don't have. Look forward to your talk. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for the nice introduction. And yes, so I will talk about the SKIP optimization suite, but first let me just. And the slogan of the Zuse Institute is fast. I'm mainly working on algorithms, but we also have one department, well, taking care of the Zuse Institute. And so the Zuse Institute does not belong to any university research institute and computing center for the supercomputer. And there are a research group. And in there, this is divided into four on optimization in traffic and logistics, one about telecommunication, integer and mixed integer programming methods. And this is where I'm working. All know of SIP is Martin Gretschel. And if you want to read more about now, let me come to the outline of today's talk. So SKIP, tell you about SKIP. I will start to explain to you what constrained integer programming is. It can be solved. And then in the third part of the talk, we will see how these projects influence the development of SKIP and the development of new four. You see some types of problems that you probably know. One of them has a linear object, the function that you want to minimize or maximize. You have some linear constraints, have real or integer values, like you can see, well, in mathematical, much more general type of problem statement, the constraint program, where defined by arbitrary constraints, and your domains of the variables can also be arbitrary, right? And, well, I think most of you know about mixed integers, which makes it very easy to write generic solvers for this and to solve quite large mixed integer programs. While for a constrained program, you can solve this. And the idea of constrained integer programming on slide 5. So a constrained integer program has still a linear object function in your feasible region. And then again, the values of variables should be real. Now, three parts, this is no difference to a constrained program because which links this function to an auxiliary variable, and then you put this variable to the objective just by constraints. So the most important part is that when you fix all integer variables in your model, the remain, which means that in the worst case, you can just do total enumeration of all your integers and just solve the resulting problem easily. So this was the original idea of, so we will do some more clever things, but in theory, if you want, the constraint only needs to be able to, well, define two other types of problems. So we talked about mixed integer programs, and an extension of satisfiability testing is pseudo-Boolean optimization, where you use and clauses of these variables, but in pseudo-Boolean optimization, you also. Then there is finite domain constraint programming, and we look at which is constraint programming, and constrained integer programming is somewhere in the middle. Infinite domain constraint programming. So the most important things for programming are covered by constrained integer programming. this. And in order to solve this, we combine techniques from all these viability testing, and some of them are illustrated here on slide 7. So, we'll collect some global information. There are primary, the general scheme is branch and bound, and more exactly LP integral. We split the problem into two or more parts, and then which we try to tighten even further by applying cutting plane generation in many techniques for MIP solving, but then but is also regularly applied in MIP solving as something like node preprocessing domains of the variables and try to tighten the local variable domains. As viability testing, where we, after detecting that some identify some a reason for this infeasibility, and hopefully and if we get such a short reason, this short reason might help to just cut off other nodes. So those are the techniques, or some of the techniques that we use. And now all of these techniques solve constrained integer programs. And now let me tell you what SKIP is. And slide 9. This is SKIP, the colorful SKIP flower. And be so colorful anymore, but SKIP would just be like this, just the gray part of the different types of optimization problems with the branch and bound approach. And so variables for some constraints and some other, global information, and then plugins. And these interfaces specify exactly what a plugin can do for pre-solving, so actually for all these solving techniques. And if you download SKIP, you won't just get the gray part, because and the ones that you see on the slide, all these colorful bubbles, they are the default to handle and solve a lot of different problem types. By 10, so the general setup, as I said, it's a plugin-based system, mixed integer linear programs, but also mixed integer nonlinear programs, and lots branch and price and custom relaxations. So 20% of this, about 20% is documentation. There are quite a few things strange comes up, but in general, there's a very detailed unloading SKIP. And in this documentation, there are a lot of how-tos for have, problem-specific heuristic or some separator. So these are typical cases. Start implementing, then normally you should have a look at the examples first, because there are examples of a branch and cut, or also just for using SKIP via the API from some, or want to know some more about SKIP, you can also just join the SKIP mailing list as well, where people regularly post their questions and we try to answer them as fast as possible. You can just use it from your shell, so there SKIP has a very user-friendly interactive and much more. And but then also, of course, it has interfaces to, if you want to extend SKIP, it's plain C code, so you can just write your plugins in C++. And then, a difference to the plain MIP solver, so it does not provide an LP solver. Solvers, so for example, Cyclex, Gurobi, and Express, but then there's also an solver used within SKIP. And then you will see some parameters, and there are a lot of parameters in SKIP to do this. So SKIP has too much to find the right one, and that's why we also have some emphasis setting, we're quite proud that we have about 8,000 downloads per year off here on slide 11. So these are universities and institutes in the whole world. To get a picture of this, you can see this here on page 12. And see usage of SKIP in Europe, in particular in Germany. But as you can see also at many continents except for Antarctica, but that's also something we're working on currently. We can say that SKIP is the fastest non-commercial MIP solver. At least he does this, benchmarking on the MIPLIF 2010. On the left, the non-commercial solvers, some of them like GLPK and LPSol, those pictured here, and the commercials on the right, which are so clear because we do research, whenever we find some nice techniques, still we see down here on the bottom of this page that the performance, we get a speed up, over the years. So Skip is not a of Skip. So now I told you about Skip, but well, it is not only Skip, but more general, a toolbox for generally free for academic use. If you want to use it commercially, you will have to pay. And the nice thing, in particular for research, is that it's available on ideas and really see how they influence the behavior. And it's a simple modeling language which can model and generate nonlinear programs, and in particular, simple can also be plugged in an LP or MPS file or something before to generate, which you can read into the Skip optimization suite as Skip, which is the underlying solver, and then there is Suplex, the LP solver developed here at SUSE Institute. Parts of the Skip optimization suite. The first one is GCG, to develop in my diploma thesis. And then there's UG, which is a framework, the serialization of branch and bound based solvers, for example, for MIP and MINL talking, but I'm not, by far, not the only one working on the Skip optimization suite. So the current developers of the Skip optimization suite, many of them, where there's no, also people from other German universities like Darmstadt, Erlangen, and Aachen, and also mixed into the nonlinear part of Skip and is still contributing to Skip. Let's have a look at the history, and in particular at some projects that when Roland Wunderling finished his PhD thesis about a serial one, in the end it was a sequential one, but it's still the LP solver that is to IBM, or at that time to Cplex, and is now developing the Cplex LP. Well, it is an implementation of the revised Simplex algorithm, and no barrier yet. And then, well, a recent topic is iterative precision solutions, and you can see this, an illustration of this here. Use your floating point arithmetics LP solver to generate, to compute first to the basis, and for this basis you can compute, but it's just solving some linear equations, so this is not too expensive. Based on this error, you build a new model which tries to minimize this error, and this can be illustrated as zooming in into this. This is again solved with floating point arithmetics, and this is iterated and really helps. Well, and then also in 1996, the first of Siemens, and they licensed Suplex, and nowadays also have various of their optimization models. For example, as you can see here at the right. So then in 1998, Alexander Martin, who's an integer programming solver, which was called ZIP, and started the Skip development. The first project that Skip was a project about chip design verification, and the goal was to just prove that some chip design is free of errors, and normally quite huge, quite soon, and so the solving time, explosively small register width, and so the constrained integer programming approach helped them reasonable sizes, still had a, small problem size and solved the problems much faster. And, the main part was about Skip and all the developments he did for Skip Ruby. Then, in 2004, Thorsten Koch implemented, in 2005, the first public version of Skip 0.8 was released, 1.0 release of Skip was done, and in particular also to the ZIP optimization suite, as it was called then. And assistant, and about 1 year later, in 2008, I started the development generation. Well, and it is a generic branch cut and price solver. So Skip it some branch cut and price, but you have to implement specific parts like the pricing and branching. So this is based on a Dentley-Wolf decomposition and reformulates the given problem, and all the subroutines that you have, like works without any implementational efforts for the user. And problem, typically some block diagonal structure with linking constraints or linking variables. And this structure can either just be know your structure, or there are also some structure detection algorithms within GCG that automate. So this is still being developed, or well, this is still in the well supervision of Marco Lübbecke, who's now in Aachen. So his team in Aachen is. And then, well, in early 2009, a project about gas. Well, this is about a company, the largest gas. It is about, well, predicting the gas flows and deciding whether a certain network needs to be extended. And all of this together is stochastic, mixed, and quite complicated. So the goal was to develop algorithms to solve this to any of the aspects as possible and solve the resulting problem. Just a short, introduction of mixed integer nonlinear programming, which can be modeled by some auxiliary constraints if it is nonlinear, and x less or equal to zero, some bounds on the variables and integrality on some of our different categories. First of all, the easy case is if all the GKs are, which is also globally optimal, like you can see at the bottom left on page 27, they are non-convex, then you have a non-convex mixed integer nonlinear probability bad compared to the global optimum. And are, well, at least, or well, the standard techniques of SKIP, here you see again some of these techniques. So at the top, try to approximate some convex MINLPs, estimation of your feasible region, and for this you compute some underestimators, which can be, you will at some point need to branch on continuous variables as well. Continuous variable in order to split your problem into two parts, so that's two parts. Then, of course, well, pre-solving is always, in particular, you can also try to detect certain mixes, for example, to second-order cone constraints. And, well, there's an if-skip and also some primary heuristics. You saw on one of the previous slides that, and most of them work not only for MIP, but also for nonlinear programs. And so, and now if you want to solve mixed integer, that you need to branch on continuous variables to tighten your outer approximation. And this is a CIP definition, because this said that everything is easy when all the integer variables are extended. This so that we say, okay, if you can still do branching, just do branching, but should somehow be tractable, which could be an LP or also a convex. You see the performance comparison of SKIP compared to some other MINLs are a bit outdated, so about 2 years old now, but we hope that we will have some updates this then, and this will then be on the new MINLP Lab 2, which is... So this was it about the GAS project and how this T for SKIP, and then shortly after that, Yuji Shinano joined the framework Yuji, and... just some facts. So it is the main application is to run distributed memory on supercomputers. Like he just recently did some runs on Titan with up to 80,000 threads. So very hard mixed integer programs. But you can also solve mixed integer nonlinear. And down here at the bottom right of slide 31, outdated because there's a 2010 version, but still up to 2010 there were 6 parallelization on the supercomputer in the basement of ZIP. 2 of these 6 unsolved in power, but it's a quite nice result because they were just unsolved for 7. So then also in 2009 Tobias Achterberg won the Beal Orchard Hayes Prize. 2010 a project about supply chain management started, which is the project that has huge and numerically challenging problems that we get from a corporation. The University of Erlangen and Nuremberg is involved. And, well, as I said, GIP is now really used within the SAP software. This project I want to talk about now. So there's pre-solving a lot of redundancy in particular, because it's just one generic model that to shrink in the size of the problems and tighten the formulation, you normally use pre-solving before the actual solving starts, or also removes some suboptimal regions. and but actually a bit more in the recent weeks. We'll mention shortly there's a dominated columns tree solver which tries to detect columns tree solver, which I want to tell a bit more about. So of the supply chain instances that we got, and at some point supply chains are not connected. So there are different sub chains influence each other, or also different part or independent parts, groups there were. So different sub problems, and well, as you know, MIP solving is anti-hard. It's always better to solve a lot of small problems if you have an exponential is much larger, or just as large as all of them together. So what we up because the customers just want to model all of their supply chain in one model solution that you can find in this time limit. And if you just split up everything, a lot of these sub-problems. So, and also another point is itself might still be connected, or there might still be some resource constraints that these resource constraints are for this particular instance. They are just redundant. The splitting of the problem just comes up during pre-solving. So you really want components pre-solver, which just transfers the codes for the variables and edges for the constraints, and then it looks for connected components within this in advance during the pre-solving. And currently we are working on some improvements on this during the solving process, alternatingly and steadily improving all of the components. For us is to really to take branching decisions also based on variables which will force the splitting of the problem, or which connect some samples that we found where this components pre-solver can be applied. At the top one on the right, with well a lot more than 1,000 of these small components, which can well before this took quite some time. And on the bottom you see trend, but also in general MIP instances from the MIPLIP test sets, these components are just created they are just disconnect some small components right from the beginning. And the supply chain project, it was about branching. So we worked on improving strong branching, which helps to speed up your solver. And then there is the idea is to have not just one optimal LP solution, but well, often there are. So we want to get a sample of all these optimal LP solutions and then decisions. And in particular, it can help to save you some strong branching effort, or bottom of slide 38. So then version 3.0 of Skip, and also the first of Skip for with a semi-definite programming relaxation, which now consists of Soplex, Skip, Simple, GCG, and UG. Google optimization announced that they use Skip now in their is used in particular in this Google Sheets system. When you model some just linear constraints and continuous variables, it will just use their own LP solver. But so a lot more people will probably use Skip in the future. Yes, so of course this is not over yet. So there are a lot of Skip, and perhaps also you have some applications that you want to solve with Skip. So in particular, if you do research, well, if you want to use it commercially, if you want to know more about Skip, just join all these Skip users that you see on the world map and add some more blue for your attention. And yeah, are there any questions?
Okay, thank you very much, Gerald, for a very nice overview and presentation. And I don't know, I guess people from industry, does anybody have a question for Gerald? How about here? Anybody in the audience here have a question?
So I'm not sure if this was some problems using like a branch cut and price framework. This is regarding the GCG plugin. Not solved as generic MILPs, but rather solved using some customized algorithms. One of the sub problems.
Yes. So Skip itself is the framework, like the branch and provides the branch and bound search, LT solving, and everything. But then, and in there, you can use whichever algorithm you want to use to solve your problem. In particular, also because Skip is just the framework, you will influence in GCG is that you plug in some or is then transferred into by Danzig Wolf into the extended formulation, which is you do not have to implement anything. You can just plug in your problem and then solve it. And with Skip itself, so as a generic MILP, a tool to easily access the technology and just try out whether branch you see, okay, this seems to work nice and improve my dual bounds and my specific algorithm with which I can solve my pricing problem much faster, and then also pricing problem with some, dynamic programming algorithm, for example.
Pablo? Okay. Yeah. I guess Pablo's the next one.
Columns for the supply chain management project. Can you allow?
The idea of dominated columns is actually quite old. So about dominated columns, but mainly in LP. On the type of constraints, you can see that one variable has the same coefficients in the constraints, and for things there. But essentially, it's the same idea, and things like this were applied before, and normally they are just applied to search. In our case, we have an implementation which also really detects dominant view. It might be that you can just produce something R in the same constraints, then you will see that the one is always cheaper.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? I do have a problem for the gas transmission system. So what I'm curious in, for example, L-shaped methods for two-stage programming or, embedded, or is it responsibility of the user to, formulate, use Skip,
Yes, it's the second case. So in Skip itself, there's, this application had some stochastic elements, and to some cooperation partners, for example, to predict some to compute different scenarios of your game, or mainly one implementation by engine of Skip, which takes into account all these different scenarios and within Skip, but as an extension of it.
Sure. Okay. And I guess another question I have is on the you touched briefly on. Now, one of the things I was curious, you mentioned different solvers, solutions, or do you always somehow try to reformulate it so that you avoid the use of?
So the Skip, similar to the LP solvers and the interface for different LP solvers, we also have an interface to NLT, the opt mainly. As to compute local optima, and maintenance that we currently have here at SUSE Institute is that we are working on a sequence of nonlinear programs.
Okay, thank you. Yes, next, you have a question.
Well, I was just dated, and I know, of course, they are dated, but my question is, have you done any computations with?
No, more on the primal side only, not on time to optimality, but just evolves. And I think, quite good there. So I guess done by Stefan Wigerske, who's at GEMS, or was at ZipPC. I think also there on the GEMS World webpage you can find.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody has any questions or okay? All right. Well, again, we're at the ISMP then. Okay. Thank you very much. Again, thank you.
Yes. Thank you also.
Yeah. Thank you. See you then. Bye bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye.